this is a letter that I wrote to the boys on the subject of fear, and specifically avoiding fear avoidance, which I think is very important. On fear. This one is pretty simple, guys. There's a hell of a lot to be afraid of in the world. Can't, won't pretend otherwise. Here's the thing, though. Most of the things you will be afraid of don't pose any real existential danger to you. You won't be erased, destroyed, killed by facing down most of the things that will scare you. But if you do it, if you look at the things that scare you, pull in that stuttering, halting breath, and you do them anyway, you will very likely be changed. You should do the things that scare you. You should do them first and harder and with steel in your spine, even if your hands are shaking. You should take the risk. You should jump. You should ask the girl. You should roll the dice. You should get a little hurt. Most of the things that will scare you the most have nothing to do with your physical safety. You'll know this and you'll still be terrified. I know this because there are so many things that scare me. Make a list, boys, of the things that scare you. Get a pen, get some paper, and make that list. List out all the big things and the little ones, the real and the imagined, the physical, the psychological. Think about these. Think about where these fears come from and what they hold you back from doing. Then decide that they are unacceptable. I know of two ways to overcome fears, and they both suck, and they're both worth it. The first is the jump in the pool method. This is just locking eyes with whatever scares the hell out of you, striding up to it, throw a little swagger in there if you want, boys, and conquering it anyway. This works great for one-time events. Scared to drive for the first time? Sit in the car, don't hesitate, don't equivocate, turn the key, and go. Scared to meet someone new? Walk right up, don't pause, look them in the eyes, introduce yourself. Jump in the pool, boys. It gets easier every time you do it. The second thing you can do to fight fear is to systematically desensitize yourself to it. Your body can only be afraid for so long before it runs out of fear juice. If there's something that scares you, do it a little, and a little more, and a little more, again and again, and you'll find that eventually you just aren't afraid anymore. Make identifying your fears and conquering them a habit. Make this a life philosophy. There's so much to do, boys. So much. Don't let being afraid hold you back from having what you want or from being who you want. Fear is a useless emotion when it prevents us from being our best selves, when it stops us from seeing or doing or meeting the world on our terms. Find the things that you are afraid to do and do them first.